Message number 6, the triune God dispensing in the ministry of John. Roman numeral number 1. The subject of John's writings is the reality, the center, and the content of the entire universe, which is that the triune God wants to dispense himself into his chosen people as their life and life supply, to make them all divine, to express him in full and for eternity. This should be also be our reality, our center, and our content. Roman numeral number 2. John's writings unveil the divine Trinity dispensing himself into us in the divine move and in our experience. A. John 14:6 says, I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If we are going to reach the Father as our object, we must reach him through the Son, who is the way. B. Verses 7 through 14 show the Father embodied in the Son, seen among the believers, the Son being the Father's embodiment among the believers. In these verses, the Lord showed us that he is in the Father and that the Father is in him. The Son and the Father are one. They mutually indwell each other. C. Verses 15 through 20 go on to show us the Son realized as the Spirit abiding in the believers, the Spirit being the realization of the Son abiding in the believers. D. The Father as the object, the Son as the embodiment, and the Spirit as the realization are in us. The container, the object, the embodiment, and the realization are the excellent treasure in us, the earthen vessels. E. John 14:21 and 23 show the Son manifesting himself to his lover and the Father coming with him to make an abode with the Son's lover. 1. The Father as the object is in Jesus as the embodiment. This embodiment is in the Spirit as his realization, and this realization is the very Spirit who is now abiding in all of us. But we need to ask whether or not we enjoy the manifestation of the Lord Jesus to us daily and even hourly. 2. We may lose the Lord's manifestation to us, but this does not mean that we have lost the abiding of the Spirit within us. The Spirit always abides in the believers. 3. Those who believe that they can lose their salvation actually believe in an elevator salvation. When the elevator is up, they are saved. When it is down, they are unsaved. 4. Our salvation, however, is not an elevator, but a stairway from which we can never be removed. Although we are on this stairway, we want to enjoy the blessing of the top part of the stairway. 5. We want to be on the top floor, not in the basement. This is why we need to love the Lord Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I love you. As we love him, we are brought up to the top floor, and we see everything in the heavens. 6. When we love him, not only does his Spirit abide in us, but also he himself will manifest himself to us. This means that we have the presence of the one whom we love in our fellowship with him. 7. If we love Jesus, Jesus loves us, and the Father loves us also. When the Son manifests himself to us, the Father comes with him to make an abode with us, to stay with us. 8. We need to be brought more and more into the manifestation of the Son to us. With the Father and the Son making an abode with us, we need to go up the stairway of the Lord's salvation by loving him. 9. Then he will manifest himself to us, and the Father and the Son will make their abode with us for our enjoyment. F. The divine transmission of the divine Trinity to the believers is revealed in John 16:13 through 15. But when he, the Spirit of reality, comes, he will guide you into all the reality, for he will not speak from himself. But what he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, for he will receive of mine and will declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I have said that he receives of mine and will declare it to you. This transmission is just like the transmission of electrical current. When the electricity is switched on, there is a current of electricity, a moving of electricity, and that moving is the transmission. 2. First, all that the Father has is the Son's. 2. All that the Son has is received by the Spirit. 3. All that the Spirit has received of the Son is disclosed to the believers. 5. Eventually, all that the Divine Trinity is and has is ours. Stanza 3 of Hymns 501 speaks of this transmission. A. All things of the Father are thine. All thou art in spirit is mine. The Spirit makes thee real to me, that thou experience might be. B. This transmission is from the Father to the Son, from the Son to the Spirit, and from the Spirit to us. This is the move of the Divine Trinity for our experience.